Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
With itsforwomen.ie. Time to own it.
All right, our Maria, our producer, has got the television for the weekend for you. That's right, weekend, that's what I meant to say.
Weekfend.
Weekfend, it's a new thing.
I have news, three bits of news that I'm super excited about.
Go for it.
Equally as excited for each of them.
Okay.
Peaky Blinders. Apparently we're getting season 6 at the end of 2021.
I kind of thought you said Piggy Blinders, and that's a TV show I need to see.
Piggy Blinders.
There's the Shelby.
It's a mix of Peppa Pig and Piggy Blinders.
I'm a bit of an expert. So hang on, end of 2021, so they must be shooting it again soon then, are they?
So they've most of it shot, but then they had to halt towards the end. Now, the guy behind it thinks that it's going to make it even better because they've been able to sit on what they've done so far instead of just rushing through everything and then. But there's rumours that Julia Roberts is coming into it.
Julia Roberts?
Yeah. That would be cool.
So, and Tom Hardy's going to return. So Julia Roberts would play, do you remember Gina? She's the American that the cousin marries.
Yes.
Is his name Michael?
Pretty sure it is.
His name is Michael Gray.
Michael.
And he goes and marries this one in America and brings her back, and she kind of causes trouble in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently in this season, her family in America is going to make a big cameo in it.
Okay.
And Julia Roberts plays her mother. Now, it's not confirmed. But
these are good rumours.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then did you hear about The Crown?
You're so obsessed with the crown. She loves this so much.
I love it. So they've come out and said, they had said series five.
Was the end.
Yeah. That was it. But they confirmed overnight that they're actually going to do season 6 because it says, as we started to discuss the storylines for series 5, it soon became clear that in order to do justice to richness and complexity of the story, we should go back to the original plan to do 6.
Right.
So it just brings us closer to current day.
All right, so it will...
So if they're going to flip-flop on the, no, 5 is it, that's all. And we were like, oh, we're not going to get Harry and Meghan in 5.
So we might get them in 6. You certainly should get Will and Kate.
We won't. We'll get Will and Kate in 6.
When we considered carefully how much money we were making out of this franchise, we decided we should go back to the original format of 6.
Yeah, and apparently Prince Andrew comes into... 6 as well.
6, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then my third bit of news about dates and amazing series, The Young Offenders is back on the 24th of July at 9:30. So that's like...
It's like 2 weeks away.
This day 2 weeks. Okay. At 9:30. You'll get it on BBC, BBC One at 9:30. And I can't wait. So the end of the last season, Jock had just had a baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now it's all about their daily life, but it includes the baby.
Brilliant.
Then on the telly, Peter Crouch, have you been watching his Save Our Summer?
I did see one bit of one episode, which I actually thought was really funny because he had his Mrs. Abby Clancy on and she gave him an eyebrow piercing live on the TV show. Like, you're not going to see that happen on the later Graham Norton show. Like, I would love Ryan Doherty to have someone eyebrow pierce on the show. But he literally sat there and they were like, Abby, like, have you got any beauty experience? Like, she said, no. And then she just shoved a thing through his eyebrow. Like it was, and there was blood everywhere. It was so weird. I
do love them as a couple. They seem up for the crack. Like they did, do you remember on Ant and Dec, they used to do pranks with celebrities. Mm. And they did pranks, they did a prank with the two of them. And they had childminders in, they were interviewing them. But he was like, well, let's test out some games. I'm going to play hide and seek. But then they were making him hide in the most ridiculous places where his legs would be popping out because he's so tall. But they seem like good crack as a couple.
So who's on this one?
So this one, this Saturday, it's on BBC One at 9:15. Tiny Tempah, Catherine Ryan, Mo Farah, Ellie Goulding. Like there's loads.
That's
he has
a good lineup.
Amazing lineups every week.
Actually, Tiny Tempah is probably going to feature in our Oxygen mixtape, which is coming your way very soon. And in fact, Ellie Goulding, we played her. They're both part of Oxygen 2010.
You must have got the memo from Today FM.
Definitely did.
And then I have two movies to tell you about.
Go on.
I watched this one during the week. It's not new. Like, it's a 2014 rom-com. I'm not sure when it came to Netflix.
Maria Devereaux bringing you all the hot breaking news. A 2014 rom-com on Netflix.
I'd never heard of it before. And
What's
I watched it,
called?
It. And you know, like, it's good. Like,
okay.
Here's Where I Leave You. So it's Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, Adam Driver, Dax Shepard and Jane Fonda.
Wow.
And it's about a radio producer who finds out his wife is having an affair with the presenter.
Why are you so interested in this, Maria?
I might turn this one off.
Dave gets on very well with Johnny. That's all I'll say. And then on Amazon Prime, they've put up, available from tomorrow, a movie called Vivarium.
Oh,
this is Jesse
yeah.
Eisenberg. So basically it's about a young couple that go to view a house because they want to buy a house. And then they get stuck in this housing estate that all the same houses, same colour, nobody else lives there, just
totally.
Them. They can't get out. And they drive around for hours and hours and hours and they can't get out. So they just have to live in this house, just the two of them.
I like, it does look terrifying. Yeah.
It's a weird one. Like, definitely there's people that'll go, this is pants, and they're going to turn it off. But there's other people like me that'll be intrigued to see what the end of it is.
Can I just hijack for a sec, Maria?
Yeah.
And tell you about Of Mics and Men, which is a four-part documentary on Sky Documentaries about the Wu-Tang Clan, which is why I'm playing this music. Obama-tomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I'll be dropping these mockeries.
That's me.
Really?
Yeah. We thought you were.
Just in case you thought Inspector
Wu-Tang.
Deck came in. Just, but it's actually
give us,
me.
Give us your impression of the other lad.
Oh, RZA. March for the winning soldier. These cipher points couldn't hold us. 1,000 men rushing in. Not one was sober. Perpendicular to the square. I stable like Flair. Escape with your dragon's lair. In particular. Yeah. So anyway,
three people are going, well, it's actually quite good.
Yeah. It's
so
a really,
cool,
really good documentary. It's okay. Four parts, 4 hours on Wu-Tang. And if you're not even into rap music or anything, it's just an interesting story about like guys from the absolute slums making it in the music industry by just sticking to what they do. It's a fascinating watch.
Okay.
Of Mics and Men.
Well, thanks for that, Dave.
Yeah, thank you, Maria. Thank you for letting me rap on your telly. Today FM.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.